USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen is continuing to testify on Capitol Hill today. Things got a little heated when Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan had his opportunity to question Cohen.
Jordan, that's not what I said, and you know that that's not
exactly
what I said.
What
I said, I pled guilty, and I take responsibility for my actions. Shame on you, Mr. Jordan.
Mr. Chairman, that's not what I said.
What I said is I took responsibility, and I take responsibility. What I was doing is explaining to the gentleman that his facts are inaccurate.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are holding talks in Hanoi, Vietnam. It's the second time the two leaders have met face-to-face. The summit began by President Trump and Kim shaking hands and exchanging pleasantries earlier today. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
This is day 5 of the teacher strike in Oakland, California. Oakland Education Association Second Vice President Chaz Garcia declined to reveal to reporters on Tuesday if any headway has been made in the negotiations. Garcia says the Oakland Unified School District is to blame for their current budget issues. The fate of a giant cross was the focus of Wednesday morning arguments heard by the Supreme Court in Washington. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The 45-foot-tall so-called Peace Cross is located in a Washington, D.C. suburb in Maryland. The monument was built over 90 years ago to commemorate 49 service members who died in World War I. The American Humanist Association filed a lawsuit in 2012 claiming its presence on public land violates the Constitution, amounting to a government establishment of religion. The Court of Appeals agreed, and the case is now to be decided again by the highest court in the land.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
A California high school student is calling out her school district after she was told she couldn't wear her Make America Great Again hat to class. According to the high school, the issue was not with the hat in general. It was that senior Maddie Miller was wearing a hat that wasn't from a school club or activity. She joins Fox News and says she sees a lot of hats that are political, that are leaning towards the left.
Currently on campus, as of today, I checked today, I saw 4 Hillary Clinton t-shirts, 1 Obama shirt, a Bernie Sanders hat, and about 7 LGBTQ rainbow flag hats on campus today.
And as far as why she wanted to pick this political fight, she says,
I chose to pick this particular battle because I ended up at the beginning of the first semester getting an internship with Devin Nunes and David Valadeo during their midterms. And that's when I really discovered my true passion for politics. And I realized that the school systems seem to be trapped under the government's thumb about what they're supposed to, you know, teach, what's acceptable to force down our throats in a sense. And I realized that it's not always the truth. So I chose that as a conservative, raised in a family that my family was made through adoption. So I was born into the pro-life army.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.